WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. There will be some contested primary elections for Southwest Michigan state and federal offices this year. For U.S. District 4, Congressman Bill Huizinga is facing a Republican primary challenge from Brendan Muir, chair of the Ottawa County Republican Party. On the Democratic side, there will be a primary between Kalamazoo attorney Jessica Schwartz and last election's Democratic candidate Joseph Alfonso. Congressman Tim Walberg has no primary opponent. In the Michigan House, 39th District, State Representative Pauline Wenzel is facing a Republican primary challenge from Richard Overton of Decatur. There's also the Democratic primary in the district with previous candidate Jared Polonowski facing Carrie Tapper of Pawpaw. In State House District 38, Republicans Kevin Whiteford and George Lucas are facing each other in a primary. State Representative Joey Andrews has no primary opponent, nor does 37th District State Representative Brad Paquette. The primary will be on August 6th. The Heritage Museum and Cultural Center in St. Joseph will once again offer lighthouse tours this year. Museum Director Marco Tomasi spoke to St. Joe City Commissioners this week as they considered approval of the tours. It wasn't possible to operate the tours in 2020 due to high Lake Michigan levels in the pandemic, but tours resumed in 2021 and continued in 22 and 23. Mayor Brooke Thomas asked Tomasi about the volunteer numbers this year.
Do you have a full slate of volunteers?
We do. We're always looking for more.
How many more do you need?
As many as I can get. The more we get, the more we can expand what we do.
Tomasi said they've about doubled the number of volunteers this year, but they're still taking more. He noted a new feature this year will be sunset tours when allowed.
That's brand new this year. It also depends on the availability of volunteers to support the program. But there's been a lot of interest from everything from photographers, especially who love to travel. They'll come far and wide for that kind of opportunity, folks looking to get engaged, or people who just want to see the sunset from a very unique perspective.
In the best year, 2019, more than $20,000 in revenue was generated by the lighthouse tours, which had more than 7,000 visitors. The city and the museum split the revenue. However, in following years, the city agreed that all tour revenue could be kept by the Heritage Museum. Last year's tours attracted 6,900 visitors and generated more than $16,000 for the museum. The tours are $10 for those who want to climb to the top of the lighthouse. You can book a tour at the website of the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Upton Middle School in St. Joseph is now one of just two Berrien County schools to be named an Evergreen School by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and to receive an Environmental Service Award for its efforts to be eco-friendly. Principal Chad Mandarino tells us teacher Melissa Foster last year started the Upton Middle School Environmental Club to get students thinking about how they could be better stewards of the earth. They were at Michigan State University this week for a student summit where the school's evergreen status was announced.
An evergreen school means that you have to take part in at least 20 or more activities around, could be anything from a waste-free lunch program where you composting food in organic ways, recycling, which we do a ton of here every week in every classroom, running green awareness.
Mandarino says he sees opportunities for recycling at the school all the time. Foster tells us the effort has been student-led.
For the kids and for me, I feel like this is one of those topics that is becoming more and more important. Recycling and composting and sustainability. There's so many good fields now in sustainability, like at Whirlpool or Yeti or at other big companies where reusing what we have and eliminating waste and plastic is very important for the health and environment.
The school has also built raised garden beds, done composting, and adopted a turtle. Foster says the students were surprised to win their award this week because they feel like the things they've been doing are quite simple. A Michigan State police trooper for the Niles Post who was shot in the line of duty in 2021 is now back on the job. State police announced this week Trooper Jason DeVries returned to full duty 932 days after being shot while conducting a traffic stop. The Post welcomed him back with a small gathering as First Lieutenant Jeremy Carlisle handed DeVries the keys to his patrol car this week. DeVries was shot on October 6th of 2021 as he conducted a traffic stop and placed the driver into custody for not having a license. When DeVries went to search the man's vehicle, the suspect pulled out a gun and shot DeVries in the leg. After being shot, DeVries and the suspect fell to the ground in a struggle, and DeVries was able to reach for his own gun. He shot the suspect twice. He was awarded the MSP Medal of Valor and a Purple Heart for his actions in June of 2022. Michigan State Police call him a, quote, inspiration in the definition of perseverance. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has voted to place three millage renewals on the August ballot. At a meeting this week, the board moved forward with renewals of the Senior Center millage, the 911 millage, and the Public Safety millage. They're seeking renewals only and not increases. However, when it comes to the 911 and public safety millage, increases may be needed in the coming years. Commissioner Julie Werfel said this month that for now, it was thought prudent to only ask for renewals of the current rates for 6 years.
Hopefully, and the reason for the discussion in a couple of years, potentially for the increase, is because hopefully the economy will change by then. But we don't know that. So in a couple of years, we may not be able to go for an increase either.
The public safety millage is for 0.3496 mills, and it's expected to generate about $3.6 million for the Berrien County Sheriff's Department per year. The 911 millage is 0.4495 mills, generating about $4.6 million for 911 operations. The senior center millage, for which commissioners are only seeking a four-year renewal, is 0.2997 mills, generating about $3 million for the county's seven senior centers per year. Lake Michigan College will host its 77th annual commencement ceremonies on Sunday, May 5th at the Mendel Center's Jenkins Theater. LMC says 425 students will receive 454 degrees and certificates from 45 areas of study, including 404 associate's degrees, 17 advanced certificates, and 33 certificates of achievement. 149 are graduating with honors, 91 with high honors, and 18 with highest honors. Presenters at commencement will include LMC President Trevor Kubatsky, members of the Board of Trustees, and student speakers Shanice Moffitt at the 10 a.m. ceremony and Julie Doctor and Haley Saylor at the 1 p.m. ceremony. We'll have a list of all the graduates at our website. Part of M-139 in Berrien County will be closing for the summer. The Michigan Department of Transportation says work will start Wednesday to replace the concrete box culvert for the Big Meadow Drain tributary under M-139. During construction, M-139 will be open to local and emergency traffic only between Scottsdale Road and John Beers Road. M-139 will be closed to through traffic in that area. Local traffic will be detoured on John Beers Road and Scottsdale Road. Commercial traffic will be detoured on U.S. 31, Napier Avenue, and I-94. The closure is expected to last through August 30th. During the project, MDOT will replace the old concrete box culvert under M-139, which is at the end of its service life, to increase the waterway opening for the Big Meadow Drain tributary for more natural creek flow and less obstruction. And a St. Joseph attorney has been appointed as Berrien County Public Administrator. Charles A. Grandy has been named to the post by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. The public administrator works within Michigan's probate court system and has duties related to estates where there are currently no known heirs, including managing the determination, collection, liquidation, and/or distribution of any assets in the estate. The AG's office says county public administrators serve in a position of trust and perform vital work on behalf of their communities. Grandy works for Jennings Law Office and practices in the areas of estate planning, probate administration, trust administration, HR law, business law, and general litigation. He was sworn in on April 23rd. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. Donald Trump was back in the Manhattan courtroom today for his criminal hush money trial. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker was back on the stand for cross-examination. Trump's lawyers attempted to poke holes in the former National Enquirer publisher's testimony about the dark art of catch-and-kill journalism. Prosecutors saying he was part of the scheme to bury those stories about alleged affairs with porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the court.
Assistant District Attorney Joshua Steinglass asked Pecker, you know, how many of these other stories involved a presidential candidate and all sorts of money? And no others, Pecker said, because paying $150,000, say, for Karen McDougal's story was an unheard of sum. Normally it was between $250,000 and $5,000. So the prosecution on redirect really sought to turn the tables on this idea that there was anything regular or normal or routine about what the National Enquirer and David Pecker were doing.
Ronna Graff has concluded her testimony in Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. Trump spoke briefly to his former executive assistant as she left the stand. The former president appeared to reach out to her with his hand, and as an officer guided her away from the witness stand past the defense table. Trump's lawyers were at the bench talking with the judge when Trump stood up and engaged with Graff. Soon after, Trump left court for a break. He gave a thumbs up as he left and ignored a shouted question from a reporter about Stormy Daniels. He has since returned. Turns out rooting for Donald Trump to fail in one aspect has been profitable on Wall Street, says ABC's Chuck Severton.
Several amateur Wall Street investors have collectively made tens of millions of dollars over the past month. They told the Associated Press they bet that the stock price of Donald Trump's social media business, Truth Social, will keep dropping. The Trump stocks plunged since its initial offering of about $66. An AP analysis of data from research firms FactSet and S3 Partners shows that investors using put options and short selling have paper profits of at least $200 million. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Columbia University students who inspired pro-Palestinian demonstrations around the country say they've reached an impasse with administrators and intend to continue their encampment until their demands are met. The announcement Friday after exhaustive negotiations comes as Columbia's president faces harsh criticism from faculty. Hundreds of protesters have been arrested around the nation, sometimes amid scuffles with police. Other schools have been quick to call law enforcement to douse demonstrations before they can take hold. Columbia officials have said they will seek other options if the negotiations with protesters fail. President Biden was interviewed by Howard Stern in a live interview today while in New York City. Biden and Stern talked mostly about his life before the presidency, but did discuss the attack at the Capitol and Biden's support of NATO. Stern asked about a potential debate with Donald Trump, and Biden said it would happen. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the president's appearance.
President Biden said Friday he would participate in a debate against former President Donald Trump.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
The Biden campaign has expressed concern with the organization of debates by the Commission on Presidential Debates, signaling the nonpartisan group that has sponsored the event since the 1980s has been unclear about their ability to administer a fair debate with Trump. ABC News joined other major news organizations in writing an open letter asking the presidential candidates to publicly commit to taking part in televised debates ahead of the general election. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
Lebanon's state-run national news agency says an Israeli drone strike on a car in the eastern part of the country has killed two people. The strike came after Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group carried out an attack along the border that killed an Israeli civilian. Meanwhile, Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Officials say it warned that a possible new Israeli offensive focused on Rafah could have catastrophic consequences for regional stability. Rafah's in southern Gaza on the border with Egypt. The Federal Reserve may be hesitant to cut interest rates anytime soon. ABC's Perry Russum has more from Washington with new numbers from the government.
A government report shows prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as the previous month. Ryan Sweet is the chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economies and says he's expecting no rate cuts before September. Fed Chair Jerome Powell last week said recent data has not given them greater confidence that inflation is under control. Car insurance has been a recent driver of rising inflation, up 8% in the last year. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
The Pentagon has announced the U.S. will provide Ukraine with additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems as part of a massive $6 billion additional aid package. The missiles will be used to replenish previously supplied Patriot air defense systems and are part of a package that also includes more munitions for the National Advanced Surface Air Missile Systems. It also has additional gear to integrate Western air defense launchers, missiles, and radars into Ukraine's existing weaponry, much of which still dates back to previous Soviet-era systems. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky discussed the need for the Patriots Friday with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group and said at least seven Patriot systems are needed to protect Ukrainian cities. And a Wyoming police officer has saddled a Girl Scout and her mom with hundreds of dollars in fines for where they sold cookies. More from ABC's Dave Packer.
13-year-old Girl Scout Emma McCarroll was hoping to reach her cookie sales goal so she could go to summer camp, setting up in Grandma's driveway. But an officer was having none of it. The Cowboy State Daily reports that mom Erica Fairbanks McCarroll was fined for unlawful obstruction of a road, blocking a sidewalk, and parking a vehicle on the sidewalk. $400 worth of fines. Fairbanks McCarroll going to court, two citations dismissed, leaving her with a $150 fine for the unlawful obstruction and $508 in lawyer's fees. Dave Packer, ABC News.